Do you have a passage you're especially fond of from this book?
It's an important passage, but I wanted to read it because it's, I don't know, I just like it. It goes, "If you know about the buffalo hunts, you perhaps know that the one I describe, now many generations past, was one of the last. Directly after that hunt, in fact, before which Father Lacombe made a great act of contrition and the whirlwind destruction, lasting 20 minutes, left 1,200 animals dead. The rest of the herd did not bolt away, but behaved in a chilling fashion. As many witnesses told it, the surviving buffalo milled at the outskirts of the carnage, not grazing, but watching with an insane intensity as one by one, swiftly and painstakingly, each carcass was dismantled. Even through the night, the buffalo stayed, and were seen by the uneasy hunters and their families the next dawn to have remained standing quietly, as though mourning their young and their dead. All their relatives that lay before them, more or less unjointed, detongued, legless, headless, skinned. At noon, the flies descended. The buzzing was horrendous. The sky went black. It was then, at the sun's zenith, the light shredded by scarves of moving black insects, that the buffalo began to make a sound. It was a sound never heard before. No buffalo had ever made the sound. No one knew what the sound meant, except that one old, toughened hunter sucked his breath in when he heard it. As the sound increased, he attempted not to cry out. Tears ran over his cheeks and down his throat. Anyway, wetting his shoulders, for the sound gathered power until everyone was lost in the immensity." Oh. See, I'm crying when I read it. I think it's so beautiful. And I can't even finish it because it's so gorgeous. But that's what I like about this book is, like, you go off into this space. It has nothing to do with any of the rest of the story. And she takes you to this place where you're just like, oh, my God, I'm crying while I read this. But mm-hmm. for me, it's like, what makes this a great book is, like, you go through moments where you're laughing hysterically at what Nana Push is saying about the women he slept with, and then the next minute you're reading about dead buffalo, and you're totally being transformed by it and going to that place. So, yeah, sorry, it's beautiful, though.